Welcome back, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Wednesday, January 31st, 2007, about 1 minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, and we're very, very excited to have our guest with us here today. Before we bring him back, let me remind you, of course, the shortwave frequency to listen to this program is 3.215. Our website, where you can listen online as well, is www.franklyspeakingradio.com. And, of course, on that website, Webmaster James has provided an audio link to listen in case you've been hunting around for one. You can go there and check that out. Also, you should have a link to our guest's website and information about him and his books. Let's welcome him back without further ado. Agreeing to stand with us here this extra hour, we certainly appreciate it. Dan Bertrand Griffey, welcome, my friend.
It's my pleasure, my pleasure.
No, it's all mine, and I thank you so much for so much of your time, because it's important information, Dan, as we seek to unlock the riddle that is prophecy, and, of course, its implications for not just us as individuals, but even for people around the world. I think this is vital that we understand what's going on. And when we left off, we were discussing about how there is a revolt happening in the world. There is a revolution against these sort of unseen New World Order hierarchies, and this would be in various countries and various structures of politics and ruling families and whatnot. Now, this is intriguing to me on many levels, Dan, because, again, what we've got is a situation where, you know, what we're doing, what you and I are doing, what so many out there of our listeners are doing, we are also revolting against the New World Order. We are also trying to change the system. However, these people who are sort of throwing off the shackles of these globalists, these Illuminati, they will inevitably become our enemies regardless, correct?
Oh, yes, yes.
That's very strange.
It's our duty to revolt against tyranny. I think our founding fathers of this nation said that, and they revolted for the same reason. And so it is our duty to revolt against tyranny, and that is exactly what we are in, is tyranny. But it's in a tyranny that we have enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were being whipped like there were in Egypt, you know, remember all the time they were going through the Exodus, they kept saying, oh, if we could only get back to the flesh pots of Egypt, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what are you talking about? You want to go back to slavery, you know? And here you are free, but you know their mind couldn't grasp the freedom that they were given, and they were still thinking like slaves. They were still acting like slaves, and so I pray that we do not fall into that same problem.
Amen.
That same weakness. You know, if we keep thinking like slaves and keep acting like slaves, then we're always going to want to go back to the flesh pots of Egypt, and we're never going to be free. We're never going to be free of the New World Order or the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, or whatever facet it is. It's really satanic.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we, like we're talking about, you know, Satan, who was and is not and yet is, like it says in Revelations, as long as we give him authority that really Christ gives us as Christians, the authority back, he gave us back the authority over the world or the earth, and we keep giving it, if we keep giving it to Satan daily, you know, we give it to him daily, and through compromises and so forth, and lies and so forth, and deception. And if we keep giving it back to him, then he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
And so the revolt against, the real revolt, is not just an armed struggle that's going on in, with Russia against the New World Order, with some of the Islamic nations, with some of the, with China, well, eventually would be with China. That's just an armed struggle. The real revolt is a spiritual revolt.
Yes, well said, sir. When we come back, Dan, I'd like to take a look at the, a lot of it is the content there in the first book about the invasion of America in these end times. Folks, stay with us. We'll be taking calls very soon with our special guest, Dan Bertrand Griffey, and back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights, features, featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
You're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, of course, but you knew that. Who else would be hosting a show other than me, Frank Whalen? Dan Bertrand Griffey is our guest today, and he's our go-to guy to understand prophecy and the end times and the Bible and all aspects of it, because it is so vital and it is so misunderstood. And Dan, you just got an incredible grasp of this, and I really appreciate it. When we left off, we were discussing about, you know, these forces that are revolting against the New World Order, which normally we would be cheering on as they go and do that, inevitably they would seek to take down America, which is, you know, love it or hate it, it is our country. And whether it's, got some twisted people making decisions, we're going to get caught in the crossfire.
Well, if you run this thing out, I mean, that is a difficult thing to grasp. Isn't it?
Yes.
If you run this thing out, what is going to happen to America if God does not judge it?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
When you play that, when you really seriously delve into that and you start seeing where it's headed, start seeing where it's going, and, you know, like, for instance, with a president like Hillary and so forth,
mm-hmm.
with not just her, but the people that come in to play as this, and it's not, you know, don't say, well, you know, if we get to keep the Republicans in. Let me tell you, there's no difference between the Republicans and Democrats.
Amen.
It's all deception. It's all deception.
Yes.
That is part of the deception, and that there is a difference between the Republicans or the Democrats. There's none. And if America was allowed to keep going the course that it is going, it would be not only devastating to the world, but it would be devastating to America.
Yeah.
That's why the judgment comes. You know, you have these nations that came up against ancient Israel. You know, they came up, you know, these different kings and different armies, massive armies would come up against the ancient Israel, and they'd come up against it, and so, you know, the king would go, you know, look what's coming against us. And the prophet, the God would send his prophet, and the word would be given, and he said, don't worry about them. I'm going to take care of them. Mm-hmm. So he goes up there and wipes them all out, you know. And so this happens time and time again. But when it came time for the judgment to come upon the nation, God sent Jeremiah.
Mm.
He said, this judgment, and Jeremiah said, this judgment's going to fall, it's going to come through, it's going to be thorough, and you are to, you know, go through with it, you know. And so they threw Jeremiah in prison because he kept saying that this judgment was going to happen, that Nebuchadnezzar was going to come down here and take it over, and that's going to happen, you know. And I'm not saying we're not to resist when this comes. That is fine, but you got to understand that this judgment that is coming from God, and it's not coming from God because America is a godly nation. It's coming from God because America has become a godless nation, but the judgment is falling, and so that is what is going to take place when you delve into World War III. And that is so horrific, and that's why it took me so long to get the book out, because I kept trying to find ways for America in prophecy that America would survive and that America would be able to throw this off and turn and be the power force of good in the world, and I couldn't. It's just not there.
Wow.
Couldn't. And then when you start seriously looking at America, you know, and this is what I was saying back, you know, 15 years ago when I started the research and everything and going through the research, I kept saying, you know, it looks like China is going to become really, really, really powerful, and it looks like Russia is going to become really, really powerful, and Islam and China and Russia are both going to come together, and their common force is going to be to come against America and become against Israel and stuff. And everybody said, oh, no, they'll never do it. You know, that's what everybody was saying. They said, China will never do that because China needs our money. China wants to sell our goods. Well, you know, China's got all of our money. That's one of the problems that China has.
Yeah.
Is that they've got a lot of dollars. You know?
Yeah.
They've got our debt. They've got a lot of our treasury notes.
They have a vested interest in us sort of maintaining the status quo, I suppose, is financially.
Right.
But that may change any moment. As you had said, you know, 15 years ago, the world didn't look like it does now.
No, it doesn't. But when you read those books and you realize as the books go, and not that they were written 15 years ago, but you realize that the initial research was started back then,
yeah,
and things were coming out in prophecy that are right now, you pick up the paper and it's there, you know, it's there. And
yeah. You'll
read that in those books and you'll read some of the things that are being said in prophecy, and it's not because of what I say, it's because of what the prophecies are saying.
Absolutely, and this is why we have to understand this. If you would try to contextualize and put this out for people, how would this coming against America, Russia, China, and Islam, how would this take place as far as, you know, the way it would be enacted?
Okay. First, it would start. One of the first things would happen is that we would spread our forces really thin, and to that thin forces, add more forces to them through the draft system and so forth. And we would put more of our forces over into the Middle East and over into Asia. And they're just now like going into the Philippines and stuff like that, which no one's supposed to know about. It's supposed to be secret, but that's happening. And they're going into Africa, and we're spread them all over the place. And the draft would take place, and we'd start putting more forces in there. Then this economic turmoil would happen to America, and because of the economic turmoil, a lot of the young, the youth that are in the colleges and they're in the businesses and corporations, they would be pushed out into the fields when the military would pick them up, because that'd be the only opportunity they could get. So they would feed the military machine there, and so they would be in the Middle East. We would hold most of the Middle East, and then all of a sudden, this revolt would happen in China. I mean, a real revolt, not some made up thing that the media portrays and stuff. The real stuff is being kept out of the media. The media is not telling you about the real stuff. It's not. It's just telling you about the, you know, the make mock up 9/11 stuff. You know, that the New World Order makes up just to get everybody excited and stuff. That's why all the cameras are on the scene as it's going down. Well, isn't that a strange thing that all the cameras would be on the scenes as it's going down? You know, as these things are going down. Well, the thing is that the real stuff and the real revolt is not reported. Because that's stuff that the New World Order doesn't have control over. So they're only going to tell you the stuff they have control over. So one of the things will happen is if this revolt would happen in China, then you would have the dictator over, which is Kim Jong-il, you'd have the dictator over North Korea would all of a sudden not be there anymore.
Mm.
And someone would take his place. And the person that would take his place or the person under that person that would take his place would be part of this revolt. And that's going on in China against the New World Order. And they would seize those two nations, and they would take the missions and the wealth and so forth of those nations, and they would move against Taiwan. And do not think for a minute that we would ever go to the defense of Taiwan. We will not. We'll be so concerned about the revolt that has happened in China, you know, in the New World Order aspect, that we'll be so concerned that, it'll hit us blindsided. And then once they move into Taiwan, they'll move into run over the border and move into South Korea. And once they enter South Korea and they have stabilized South Korea and they have stabilized Taiwan, then they will be in position to launch against Japan. Now, Japan knows that this is possible. And Japan, of course, is totally controlled by the New World Order, just like America and Germany and Britain and so forth. It's totally controlled by the New World Order, and it's actually the New World Order's headquarters, for the Far East, for the Far East.
Hmm.
And so then they would be in position to attack Japan, and the attack on Japan would be coincided against the overrunning of the Middle East and the attack on Israel. So they would be a simultaneous attack on both sides. And they would take those out. Now, of course, we will be pulling our forces out and trying to get them back. If we haven't already pulled our forces out, thank God. I hope that we will already have pulled our forces out of the regions and gotten them back into America and preparing for the onslaught coming. But prophecy says that we don't believe. See, the thing that the revolutionaries have that is so keen. One of the things they have as their weapon is so keen against the New World Order is the arrogance of the New World Order.
Mm.
The New World Order has been so powerful, so arrogant for so long that it really doesn't take serious threats that are coming against it. It thinks these threats are not the surmounting threats, and they're all encompassing threats that they really turn out to be. And Gog, his plan... Prophetical Gog, his plan is so successful and happens so fast that it really just goes to his ego. It goes to his mind.
Yeah.
And once that happens, of course, once they attack Japan and once they attack and overrun the nation of Israel, then there's only one place that they're headed, and that is going to be America.
Sure.
They'll come up through the South, and they'll come... they've already got Chinese forces massed in the mountains up in the western parts of Canada, and those are military. Those are young men, and they overran when they took Hong Kong. One of the first buildings that they ran into and seized was the Canadian passport machines. The Canadian passport machines.
Ah, these breaks are coming too fast for my taste. Folks, please stay with us. Our special guest, Dan Bertrand Griffey, will be back with us, and we'll be taking your calls here very, very soon. So have your questions ready as we discuss prophecy, America, the Bible, and all things to come. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Glad you're here, my friends. It's Wednesday morning, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest here, Dan Bertrand Griffey. Welcome back, sir, and please, by all means, continue. I hate when we get interrupted by the breaks, but, you know, hey, you gotta
pay the bills.
That's right, sir.
All right. Like I was saying, then everything will be poised for the attack on America, and when the attack on America comes, it is amazing because the prophecy deals with it. It comes as a surprise to America, and the reason it comes as such a surprise to America is because our leaders are so much in the New World Order and the Illuminati mindset.
Yes.
That they think that no one can stand against it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They think that nothing can happen. They realize that the economic collapse that comes, the chaos that comes in the street, the unemployment, the so forth and so forth that they produce that happens before the attack, they realize that they are controlling that. But what they don't realize is that there is a force that would be out there that will take these things to a different level than what they had planned to take them. And it's like, in a sense, where they planned and dropped the buildings of 9/11, in a sense, it's like, well, you know, their plan was to drop those buildings right there, and they told everybody around the world that they were going to do that, and then the people in the places that watched it and saw it said, yeah, that's them. You know, it's just like clockwork, man. It's just like running a train. You know, they do things. They tell you what they're going to do, and then they go do them, and we know what's going to happen. Well, this is like when their arrogance is so great and so massive at this time that those buildings is like, you know, half of New York falls. You know what I mean? And then it shocks, and it really becomes a surprise to the rest of the world because of these things that they can't control. They don't have control of. But at the time when this happens, it's very important for Gog, his revolt, is to give them and allow them this illusion of their control and their dominance and their power, that nothing can come against them. And it's important that he allows them this. And that's why when we go into Iran, we're not going to meet what we expect to meet. Mm-hmm. Meet some forces, we're going to meet so forth, but we're not going to meet the massive toe-to-toe struggle of their military and their forces that we are expecting to meet. And so it's like Sun Tzu's mentality, you know.
Yes.
Warfare is that he allows to suck them in farther and farther, and their confidence and their arrogance grows more and more, and they're like Nebuchadnezzar when he walked out on his balcony, is who is like me, mm-hmm. And this Babylon that I've created. Well, boom, instantly, right after that, he was eating grass on all fours.
Wow.
So that's basically what the New World Order does, is they walk out on the balcony and they look over the land and they said, who can stand against us? You know, even in the process of dealing with the American president at the time, whoever that may be, it deals with, he actually makes the statement that he is a god, you know, that he thinks in his mind that he is a god, and that who can stand against them and so forth. The Lord deals with him because of that, and deals with, you know, a lot of the fractions of the nations that happen. And these things, but what's so important is that they are lulled into this false belief that no one is really powerful enough to resist them and come against them.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, boom, it's just right there, right at their doors. And they try to buy off the invasion. They try to, and like it says, the Chinese aren't interested in being bought off. The Russians aren't interested in being bought off. They're interested in freedom. And
yes.
They want to come, and they want to deal with these strongholds, these New World Order strongholds, and deal with these structures. And they, you know, like, there's 13 bloodlines of this New World Order, and Gog, in this World War III, takes out three complete bloodlines. He wipes out three complete bloodlines. So at the end of World War III, when it finally ends, and we go into that, when the World War III ends, you have only 10 bloodlines of the Illuminati, and that is the 10 horns that you see in Daniel. And so when the Antichrist comes up as a little horn, as one of the bloodlines, when he comes up, he takes out the top three bloodlines. He takes these bloodlines out, and there's only seven.
Wow.
That's what actually propels him in control. But before he gets that control, there's something that is very much hidden in prophecy, hidden in scriptures. It's there. It's just that we don't, when we read the scripture, we read right past it. Just like we did in that scripture about what, when they were talking about John the Baptist. You know, how many times have we read that? How many times have we studied that? And we think of that it's talking about Elijah, the prophet, Christ, and it's not talking about Elijah, it's talking about the prophet, and it's talking about Christ.
Hold on a second, Dan. Hold on. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Wednesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. And our special guest this evening, Dan Bertrand Griffey. Thank you so much for your time, Dan.
Great.
I'd like to open up the phone lines for calls here in just a minute. Folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And, yes, well, I have more questions, of course, but I know that this is something that a lot of people want to discuss. A lot of questions out there, my friend, and you're the guy, Dan. Let's go to John in Minnesota. John, welcome to the show. Hello,
Israel,
John.
Israel was the construct of the Satanic New World Order. Just exactly what are we dealing with there?
We kind of missed the beginning of your question. I'm sorry.
Since Israel was the construct of the Satanic New World Order, what we call Israel, where does that leave us with that place? That has been the one thing that has really perplexed me. I know they play a part in the final prophecy and so on. Is it because Israel attacks Iran? I know that that is on the schedule at this time for the Satanic New World Order to attack Iran using our troops. which will end our military power on a world basis.
We won't have
a naval force. You know, if we go against Iran, we will not have a naval force. Nearly all of our army that we have in that area, that'll be wiped out. And our Navy is history, because they're bringing in nearly everything we've got into the Middle East right now. And they are well prepared to take our Navy out just that quick.
All right, Dan.
Frank boys think that they're going to stop it. I don't think so. I think they fully intend that our military be wiped out.
Well, let's let Dan respond. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say that our military is we're being suckered deeper and deeper into the situation that we're in, and we're spreading out thinner and thinner. And so the more military that goes into the Middle East, the more military that goes over into South Korea and so forth like that to defend and protect, the more thinner it gets here in America. And so if they can draw us out of our strongholds here in this nation, then that is to their advantage when the attack comes. And
yeah.
Dealing with the well, it's interesting, we were talking about, very astute of you to talk about the situation of the nation of Israel and dealing with the creation of it and so forth. Well, when you look at in the book of Daniel in the 11th chapter and the 14th verse, it deals with, and it makes a statement in actually Hebrew, not in the King James, but in the Hebrew translation. It says, the lawless sons of your people will try to confirm the vision. And Daniel is told by this angel that the lawless sons of your people, and Daniel is Jewish, and it says the lawless sons of your people will try to confirm this vision that Daniel saw. And these lawless sons of the Jews, which are who created that nation that's over there now,
are the
and that is created by the Illuminati,
yeah,
and those
the
are
Talmudic.
The lawless sons. It talks about that.
Yeah. Okay. With regard to Bush, it appears to me that he considers himself a messianic figure. Does that figure in with what you're seeing?
Well, you know, that's why I was saying to the other, if Bush is the president at the time of the invasion of America, well, that president actually says that, you know, he actually says of himself that I am a god. You know, he actually says I am a god. And so if I'm not saying that that's going to be George Bush, I don't know. But whoever is in that office at that time has this very much inflated ego of himself, very much a grandiose ideal of himself at that time. And that's part of the allowing of them, because whoever's in that office at that time, whoever is in the office, period, is controlled by the New World Order, is put in there by the New World Order, is New World Order.
Well, did you know that we have been probed rather heavily by both the Russians and the Red Chinese, and that helicopter that just went down on the West Coast, that was taken down by a missile from a Chinese submarine, and that cost them two submarines.
Wow.
Now, did you pick up on that information?
No, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
That is fascinating.
Well, a lot from hell is going on, and the problem that I see is the Christians do not understand the relationship of Satan to this world, nor do they understand why Satan exists.
No, they're not. I mean, let's face it, Satan has been sanitized out of our churches. The concept of darkness and Satan has been sanitized out of our churches. That's why you have a great deal of darkness and satanic activity going on in the churches. You know, you have these tremendous leaders of these denominations.
Oh,
that
One at a time.
Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, and it becomes these leaders that have become these icons in these denominations and so forth have become, you know, they're in darkness. You know, some of them are in darkness, and that's why these things go rampant on there, because there's no judgment in the church, there's no justice in the church, there's no fear of God in the churches. That is why churches are in such a weak
state. Dan, I wonder if some of these great leaders, quotation marks, in Christianity, I seriously wonder if they are Christians, if they are not even knowingly working for Satan. They're just too diabolically clever to not be working for him. And as I say, people suffer from the red under, or the, you know, the long red underwear, the pitchfork, the horns, and the goatee. And they don't realize that Satan is extremely seductive.
Oh, yeah.
Nor do they realize their power. But God put Satan in control of this world for a period. Until that period is up, God is not going to interfere in what Satan is doing unless we get in there and ask him to do so.
Right. And that's where we take the authority over that situation and push back the dark.
Exactly. And I don't understand why the people are not understanding this.
Well, they're not taught. I mean, you know, you think about it, you know, if you were raised in the 50s or 40s, then you were probably taught something in Sunday school. You know, you're actually taught something of the Bible in Sunday school, you know, no matter how misconstrued it could have been. But nowadays they're not taught anything. If you go into these churches and you sit in these Bible studies or Bible schools, Sunday schools, you realize they're not taught Bible. You know, they're taught fantasy. You know, they're taught concepts of Old Testament, and it's being taught as nursery rhymes and fantasy. It's not being taught as something to stand on and live your life and govern your life by and stuff.
Yeah, but if they'd learned to do that, they'd learn what it was to live.
Certainly.
That took me so many years to learn that.
Yeah.
And finally learning to live and relax in the Lord and have his joy, there's nothing like it. And you can't get this into people's heads. If the Holy Spirit doesn't do it, it isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and people talk about all these versions of the Bibles and, oh, this is gone and that's wrong and everything else. You know, it's just amazing. When you sit down and read the Word, it's amazing what the Lord can do. You know? Hello. Joy. People just have so much trouble tonight. I wish they would.
Well,
rely on the Holy Spirit. If you don't know, if you haven't got wisdom, ask, and they won't even ask.
Yeah.
Drive me nuts. See you later, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, John.
Yeah,
excellent, excellent questions. All right. So, Dan, I think that's an intriguing thing, too, because, you know, when you mentioned, he mentioned Israel, and you mentioned Israel as well. I wonder if we could expand on that here, because, again, you know, there it seems that when you're talking about Israel, you have to define if you're talking about the people or the nation, I guess. Right.
Well, you know, the Jews as a people are not evil, okay? But there are leaders that are over large fractions of the Jews that are of this New World Order group that are evil, or are satanic worship, or are, you know, all darkness, all of this stuff. But that doesn't mean the Jewish people are evil.
Right.
And, all of the tribes and the Exodus takes place back into the Holy Land, the Jews are going to be there representing their tribe. You know, they're going to be there representing their tribe. And that is, you know, it's very important. And that's why, you know, and you've got this, and like World War III is, which is a horrific aspect of it, is that the greatest, most severe persecution against the Jewish people has yet to happen, and it will happen in World War III.
Yeah,
that is what that nothing that Hitler did, nothing that anything else before that did, can compare to what is about to happen in World War III.
Yeah, it's a bad scene. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Ken. How you doing, Frank?
Doing well.
Okay, yes, I'm here. Are you familiar with George Washington's vision?
Yes, I am very much.
I can hardly hear him.
Yes, I am very much familiar with George Washington.
Okay, that does tell you right exactly what's going to happen to America.
Yeah.
On the last part, right?
Right. Well, yes, the right part the last part of that, where the flag is raised and it says Son of the Republic, and it comes together and stuff, that doesn't necessarily mean America survives that attack. You know, and if people are not familiar with the George Washington's vision, there is this tremendous attack, this dream that George Washington had at Valley Forge, and there is this tremendous attack, and he sees the Valley Forge, he even sees the Civil War, and then he sees this other great battle, which we could call World War III, and he sees this attack on the land, and they're backed up, and they're surrounded, and this force with this red mist that comes in that has a star comes in and attacks this all across the land and almost devastates the whole land. And actually, I think we do have George Washington's vision on my website also. Mm-hmm. That at the end of that, most people construe on how that ends as the flag is raised and the angel says Son of the Republic, and they construe just that stuff right there is that America survives, America fights back. And I think that was misconstrued in a context, is that the American people are not wiped out, and the American people, the nation, is judged. The nation does not survive, but the American people survive. And the American people survive to go into the second Exodus and start it and so forth. And that would be my take on that, yeah.
How
it lines up with prophecy.
Yeah. Our country has not repented. And why are we asking God to bless us when look all the garbage that we're doing?
Right. Exactly.
God ain't going to bless us, period. And these yo-yos
God didn't
out
overlook
here.
The ancient nation of Israel. He didn't overlook the ancient nation of Israel. Why would he overlook us, you know? Why would he overlook America? He didn't overlook Britain, and look how judgment fell on Britain, you know, being the greatest, one of the greatest nations in the world, all of a sudden, you know, down to where it is. In a sense, it's still a great nation, but, I mean, it's still not the world-dominant force and power that it once was at one point.
Mm-hmm.
That was judgment because of Britain's arrogance, you know, and France, and on and on and on, all these nations. And so, but yet we as Americans believe that this is not going to happen to our nation because we are American. We were founded by, you know, Christian precepts and stuff. And Israel, the ancient Israel, was founded by godly precepts. I mean, I couldn't find another nation that was founded by a godlier precept than ancient Israel. And yet, several times it was judged to such a point that they were drug off into slavery and the nation was dissolved.
Let's put it a lot more easier. They were all Babylonian. No ifs and buts to it.
Yeah.
You can be them different names, but they're all the same creature.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
I said, might as well call them Babylonians.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You throw all the other names onto them, but they're still the same creature.
Right, right. Yeah, judgment's coming, and I hate to say that and be one of the many voices now that are saying that. But judgment is coming to America,
yeah.
And judgment's coming to all the nations of the world. It's not just it's coming to all the nations of the world. It's not just coming to America, and the nations of the world will fall on their knees, and they will, you know, many of them will turn to God, and that's one of the things I wanted to say is that. World War III is a valley that the world has to go through to get to the mountain on the other side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the mountain on the other side is the second Exodus God has planned for to bring the nation. But before he has to show the nations that they need him and that they really are meant to serve him, you know, one way or the other, one facet or the other, mm-hmm. they're going to serve him.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. Okay, you and Bush line. Well, my family's out of that, but they're a pure form of it. But they're all the House of Judah, okay. But they're Bush and all his clan. They're nothing but perverted Babylonians, okay. I'm not part of that. That's what got my wife, and she's a. She's of the same family, but she's not Bush, but she's
right.
locked my cousin digitally. And I'm trying to get her out of it, but no, I can't find the way. Remember what I told you last night?
Yes.
Well, same thing. I'll tell you why bushes don't really, they don't want somebody up, one-upmanship on them. Because, let's put it like this. My wife's a great-great-granddaughter, Geronimo. That tell you anything? Plus my distant cousins, like Washington, Robert E. Lee.
Mick, so, we're running really short on time.
I'm going to shut up here. I'll let you
hear. No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. I just wanted to see if there's a... Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call.
Sure.
I appreciate that. Dan...
Right.
Yes, thank you. We're going to keep the phone calls going, my friend, so get in the queue, 800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, Dan Bertrand Griffey, author of World War III and Prophecy, as well as The Second Moses and many more books to come. Please stay with us.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. And, of course, before we bring our guests back up, let me remind you, this hour is being brought to you by the Survival Center, your one-stop shop for all things regarding preparedness. The Survival Center has everything you could possibly want or need to get ready for anything that might come in the future. And we're talking about the future here tonight, but you can get the Survival Center's take on it by going to their website, survivalcenter.com, or calling them, of course, at 360-458-6778. Dan Bertrand Griffey, our guest, you've just been an amazing source of information and quite a lot of information, of course, in the last 3 hours. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It's always my pleasure.
It's been great. Let me squeeze in, if I can, a quick phone call here. Dalton in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey.
Hello there.
I had a couple of quick questions. I felt like that he was going somewhere before you started with the calls. And my train of thought as far as what he was saying kind of got cut off.
Oh, okay. Dan, did I derail you with call?
I'm sorry, I can't hear him.
Okay. He said that he thought maybe you were going somewhere before we started taking calls and that, you know, maybe we had derailed you there.
Okay. Well, I can't remember where it was, if it was. I can't remember where it was. Does he remember what we were talking about?
Yeah. Okay. You started out with a rebellion in China, and then
I can barely hear him. I'll
relay it to you. Go ahead, Dalton.
You started out with a rebellion in China,
yeah.
The taking of South Korea,
right?
The taking of Taiwan,
right?
The taking of Japan, and then you say this attack is supposed to come on America.
We're poised. It's poised to attack America, right? At that time, is that what you're saying?
To that, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I think we didn't go into their actual attack on America.
I don't know what's going on with our phones, but Dalton can't hear you, Dan, and Dan, you can't hear him. So, Dalton, I'll let you listen off air, and you can hang on the line if you'd like. But
basically, what I wanted to know was if these people, good or bad, are beleaguering the New World Order forces, why would, if they had that toppled pretty much, why would they beleaguer people in America who would be,
right,
who would not be with allegiance to that at all?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Dan, can you hang over for the first couple minutes and respond to that?
Certainly.
I think that's a great question.
Certainly.
And basically, just to give you a little heads up on that, what he said was, is why would they take down America if they had already pretty much toppled the sort of hierarchy there of the New World Order? And I guess, Dan, the reason that I'll let you expand on, but my interpretation based on what I've read in our conversations is that America is the top of the New World Order pyramid, and therefore you don't topple the New World Order until America is taken down. Is that fairly accurate?
Well, I would say that America is the military might force of the New World Order.
I see.
And you go into Britain and you go into Germany to get the economic control and so forth, and the real hierarchy, and that's why it'll be dealt with. But America is the force, the military might, the
muscle.
Okay, let me ask you both to hang on then, and we'll wrap up in the next segment, folks. Stay tuned. We're back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in our final hour in about 90 seconds. Okay.